turnover is going?
You know, the thing is, I think we got to get more pressure on a quarterback. There's usually a direct correlation to getting takeaways and pressure on a quarterback. And, you know, we got to find some ways. We started off the season, for the most part, getting to the quarterback, being disruptive. You know, after the bye, we were in really good shape with disruptions, and we were getting some takeaways. But in the last couple of weeks, we haven't pressured the quarterback like we should be. And, you know, we got to find a way to affect the quarterback so we can get some errant throws. And when we are in a situation where we're gang tackling, we need to get after the football.
How do you explain what happened defensively against Tennessee?
Probably the same way I told the group. I don't know what the hell happened. It was a situation, you flip on the tape, it was nothing that we've seen, that we've seen before. You know, we didn't do a good job coaching, and we didn't play very well. And there's some things that we have obviously had to stress on Monday. It was a very humble meeting for myself and for the players on Monday, and or Friday, I guess it would have been. But it's a situation, you know, we got to learn from it, even though it was a bad performance. And, you know, I know right now we're excited about moving on and, you know, concentrating on the Kansas City Chiefs.
How disappointing was it not to get the fun? Mariota has the pitch that Murray doesn't handle the ball. Is that a play when you're not getting turnovers that you have to come up with?
Well, yeah. You know, Malik had a nice penetration and picked off the guard and that kind of stuff, and it was an errant pitch and all that. He didn't see the ball on the ground, but we got to get all 11 guys there to have an opportunity to get on the football. So, you know, our effort chasing the football and that kind of stuff will obviously help in those situations.
Henry and Murray had a lot of success running, bouncing outside. Yep. Was that something that you had seen being a problem before?
It wasn't a problem versus us prior to the game. But we knew going into the game it was a big concern about setting the edges. And, you know, we got some unblocked players there. We had some poor leverage. And, you know, we just got to be able to squeeze everything, stay on the upfield hip, and make some plays.
How do you think you guys did first game without Roy Miller?
You know, inside, I didn't see very many runs where they were getting us between the tackles. So I thought we played stout in there. You know, there's some times where he did get moved at times where you don't see Roy get moved. But for the most part, we played pretty gap accountability inside.
You've known Nate Hackett for a long time.
Yeah.
What's he like behind the scenes and how he talks to the team?
You know, I think somebody said he's a ball of energy, and there's no doubt he is that. He's very confident. You know, we've coached against him when he was in Buffalo. And, you know, I think he ran the ball 30-some times versus us that day. So it's a mindset with him that he's going to try to run the football and make a big point of emphasis. And, you know, I know our offense is excited about it, and we're excited about it.
You had the offseason, the transition from position coach to coordinator. You have to do it in 1 week. How tough is it to speak in front of the entire unit now instead of just your quarterbacks?
The good thing is he's done it before. You know, in my situation, I hadn't done it at this level. But Nate's done it before. Him and I have had some long conversations from Saturday. We spent a lot of time on the phone this weekend together. And, you know, he's excited. He's going to do a great job.
The Titans hit a deep ball over Gibson. Was that on him, or what happened on that
play? It was a combination of a couple things. You know, we cut a post loose where we should have been on the post, but Gippy should have been, you know, deep as the deepest in the middle of the field. You know, up until that point, Gippy hadn't been beat over the top all year. So, you know, every now and then you're going to give up one of those plays, but I know Gippy's learned from it. And, you know, the next opportunity he has, he'll make the play.
You guys were really excited about him in camp and everything.
Yeah.
Still feel
oh, yeah. Yeah, the things, you know, up until Thursday night, we didn't have explosion runs. We didn't have explosion passes. And he had a lot to do with that. A lot of people don't see the impact that he makes statistically, but what he does for our team is outstanding. So, you know, I got to continue to find ways to put him in position to make some plays because he is a big play type player and, you know, be a little bit more aggressive with him in our scheme.
Do you see Miles getting more comfortable on strong side?
Yeah, he's doing a nice job at the auto spot. And, you know, we get some of these tight ends and that kind of stuff where they're really athletic. You know, that obviously adds to our package, having an athletic outside linebacker. So he's going to continue to obviously grow within the package. But up until this point, you know, he's played solid for us too.
What kind of matchup issues does Kelsey provide?
Tough matchups. You know, we've been working on it. Obviously, since Saturday, figuring out how we can handle him in zone and man coverage because he is a mismatch at times. But we'll have a variety of people on him and then other people obviously, you know, possibly trying to help with that. So it's a situation we know we got to deal with him snap in and snap out.
Confident that Tennessee was a one-game aberration, or do you approach it like that?
Yeah, I do. You know, like I told our team, I think I have more confidence in him than they do. and I've had some meetings with our players. I still think we're a good defense. We did have a bad performance. We've had bad performances at other places I've been, and sometimes you can't put your finger on it. And but it's a situation, though. They know what we expect. And like I said, on Friday, it was a really heart-to-heart meeting with them. And it's a situation. I do think it's a freak thing. I really do. I think we're a good defense. I think we're going to continue to play good defensively. And that's what we expect out of them.
I know takeaways are the big story. But yeah. Doesn't third down defense cause you just as much heartache right now?
Yeah, third and 3-6 is a situation where we're not getting off the grass. 7-10 and 11-plus, we're in really good shape. But 3-6 right now, we got to do some things, man coverage. We got to do some things within our zone. The ball's coming out so fast, we ain't getting there anyway. So, you know, it's just a situation schematically. What do we got to do to take care of some of these quick throws? And I think we've addressed that here last 2 days once again, trying to get, you know, more people in coverage.
From the outside, it looks like it's spiraling out of control here.
Yeah.
What's it from the inside, the reality?
No, it's not. It's not even close to that. I know everybody wants to, you know, say that crap and all that, but it's far from the truth. Our players are confident. You know, we just got to make some plays, and as coaches, we got to put them in position to make plays. You know,
what would one win do for this franchise?
I think it would set us up for our second win. You know, after that, that's the mentality that I have. It's the mentality that we have on defense. That this is just another game. We're going to go out and do the best we can and win it. And if that happens, and when it happens, then you know, we're going to get ready for the next one.
You mentioned the quick throws. Is that? Do you combat that with a three-man rush to add another player?
Yeah, we can do, you know, different things. You know, I'm not going to sit here and talk about what we're going to do schematically. But, you know, that's an option. You know, maybe only rushing one's an option. You know, it'd be kind of neat, wouldn't it? You know, so.
Andy Reid just announced that Nick Foles is going to be starting. So how does that change your guys' preparation?
Oh, thank you. But, you know, we've – damn internet. But the – we've already looked at both quarterbacks. You know, we played Foles before over in Philly, so we have an idea what he can do. But we know Andy Reid. We've played him a couple times when we weren't here, and then obviously we played him once when we've been here. He's going to run his offense, you know, and he's going to attack us how we think we're going to get attacked, and it's going to be our fundamentals versus Andy's fundamentals. So, you know, we look forward to it. But he's a good quarterback. Obviously, he doesn't have the escapability that Alex does, but he can still hurt you with his feet.
Does Foles look more at home with Andy's offense as opposed to Chip in terms of what he?
You know, he was comfortable yesterday or Sunday. He was comfortable in the backfield and throwing passes, and he's accurate. You know, and he runs the offense really well. So, by that standpoint, you know, he runs the offense well.
With him playing for Andy through six games as a rookie, how much do you focus on that rookie year?
You know, we look at a lot of stuff, but mostly we're looking at what Coach Reid does. You know, he runs his system, and you know, we're seeing how they attack our types of systems, and we're going to go at it that way. It's not so much a certain individual quarterback; it's more scheme wise.